Cast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat, 7.45 and three quarters, down 2. March, 7.47 and a quarter, down 1.5. December soft wheat, 6.70 and a quarter, down 4 and three quarters. March, 6.82 and a half, down 4. December corn, 4.31 up three quarters. July, 4.58 up three quarters. November soybeans, 12.85 down 2.5. July, 12.39 and a half down 3. December soybean meal, 4.05.80 down $6. December soybean oil, 41.66 up 4 cents. October live cattle, 133.50 up 15. October feeder cattle, 165.30 up 7.5. And December lean hogs, 89.97 and a half down 42.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
So we're looking at soybeans and how they've been trading essentially for a month in a sideways pattern. I'm looking at the moment, November composite daily, but it's similar in most of the charts. You got on the November a high of the range around 13, 16, 17. You got a low on the range somewhere around 1263, 1265. Right now we're right in the middle of that range, and that's how it traded the whole month. What do you think will be impetus that will break it out of this range one way or another, and where would you put your bets?
Well, I think in the long run, we're going to see much larger export sales numbers than what USDA currently has on the books. You can kind of see that by this morning's catch-up export sales report, where sales over this three-week period, you know, went 4.7 million tons. Trade was looking at something between 2 and 3. That actually brings year-to-date or marketing year-to-date sales to 86% of USDA's projection. They're currently at 1370. My guess is that that number is going to grow to 1.5 or even maybe even better. So that is going to, I think, help offset some of the yield increases that we're expecting here from USDA next week. We're going to get some private estimates here tomorrow during the day and afternoon, depending upon what they do. The key is still going to be acreage and harvested area to see if that shaves some of that increase in yield production we saw. But I think ultimately what's going to drive the bean market is going to be better than expected demand. And then we've got the whole South American growing season ahead of us. Right now everything looks pretty good, but that can change in a moment's notice.
So I heard some bullish information, and I heard some bearish information on there. Are you saying we're going to continue sideways then?
No, I'm going to come back and run for governor. I think Illinois needs a good governor.
Well, just make sure you have your residency requirement in order.
Well, I don't think politicians need to have a residency, do they? They can just stop in and say, I'm going to run and be your governor or your representative. No. The biggest problem we have is that, you know, the biggest change we have in today's market compared to what we've experienced over the past 4 or 5 years is that balance sheets are going to be much looser. But I do think the bean balance sheet is going to stay relatively snug. And when I look at the corn-soybean ratio for the 14 crop, it still favors to plant corn. So all of these private consulting firms that are projecting a big drop-off in corn acres and a big jump in bean acres, I'm not in that camp. I think the market tells you to plant corn based upon the corn-soybean ratio, and I think farmers will do that, and this is the time of year they're making those decisions, and that's one of the reasons why corn's struggling to get anything going. At least soybeans have been able to kind of, they do have at least a little upside in them. Depending upon how we finish out the day, we could finish out the month. We're going to finish out the month higher probably on beans. It may not be very much, but we could be finish out the month higher. Corn, unless there's a dramatic a late session rally, we're going to close out the month
lower, right?
Lower. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, this rain that we're having all the way from where I'm at down here in New Orleans all the way up through the Midwest, that's definitely going to slow down harvest. So we're not going to have much harvest pressure here for a day or two. Maybe the market might regroup and respond a little better to these better-than-expected weekly export sales numbers. I mean, corn used to be considered kind of the dog, and it wasn't too long ago people were poo-pooing the idea that we could sell 1.225 billion bushels of corn. And with today's sales numbers, we're already at 66% of USDA's projection. So I think you can kind of anticipate that maybe the export number on corn is going to go back to about 1.5 or so. A lot of that's going to depend upon what happens around the world. But Black Sea supplies, I think, are pretty well gone. Prices are rising. Argentina starting a new crop season. They're pretty well gone. So we are one of the main sources here of corn for world buyers. And we had a couple more sale announcements from Korea and Japan here this morning. So I do think there's much more activity going on in the export market at this time of year than what anybody would have thought of, I think, a month or two ago. You take a look at your ethanol grind. We've already, when you take into account the early harvest or the early corn that came out of the Delta area and moved north into the processing plants, we've already ground a billion bushels of this year's corn crop. So that's one of the reasons why I think the market prices are not fantastic by no means compared to what we have seen over the past several years. There was a lot of people wanting to take corn at $3.50 or better. Mm-hmm. With the demand kind of coming at us in here, I'm not sure that's going to happen anytime soon. So if anything, I'm still kind of in the camp that's kind of looking for some seasonal strength. But it's going to be a steep hill on corn because we're going to have a 1.8 to a 2 billion bushel corn crop on hand, and that just makes it real difficult to get a meaningful rally without a major weather scare around the world someplace.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current take in the marketplace, December corn is 431.5, up 1.25. It's been as high today as 436.25. July, 458.5, up 1.25. November soybeans, 1286.75, down 3/4. It actually tickled $13 today before falling back. July at 1241.5 is down 1. December soybean meal, 406.40, down 5.40. December soybean oil, 41.71, up 9. December soft wheat 671, a down 4. Hard red December for 745 and a quarter, down 2.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.